Alright everyone, welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, your daily dose of 5 minutes to level up your emotional game. Leo Weston here, and let's be real, guys, navigating emotions can feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded sometimes, right? We've all been there. 1 minute you're on top of the world, the next you're spiraling down into a pit of frustration or anxiety. But here's the good news. Mastering your emotional landscape is a superpower, and it's totally within your grasp. Today, we're diving deep into emotional intelligence and regulation. How to become the calm in the storm, even when life throws you curveballs. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing your feelings or pretending you're Mr. Emotionless Robot. It's about understanding them, managing them, and using them to fuel your success, both personally and professionally. Ever felt like your emotions were hijacking you? You know that feeling when anger flares up seemingly out of nowhere, leaving you saying things you regret? Or maybe anxiety takes over, making even simple tasks feel overwhelming. We've all been there, but with the right tools, we can rewire our brains and become masters of our emotional state. So, here are 5 key takeaways to level up your emotional game. Number 1, awareness is everything. Start by paying attention to your emotions throughout the day. What triggers you? What makes you feel good? Recognizing the patterns in your emotional responses is like having an X-ray vision into your own mind. It allows you to see what's going on beneath the surface and understand how different situations impact your feelings. Number 2, label those emotions. Don't just say, "I feel bad." Dig deeper. Are you feeling frustrated, annoyed, disappointed? The more specific you are, the better you can understand the root cause of your emotional state. Think of it like a language translator for your feelings. Naming them clearly helps you decode their message and respond in a more constructive way. Number 3, practice self-compassion. You're not a robot. It's perfectly normal to have difficult emotions. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Be your own cheerleader, Leo. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and remember that even challenging emotions are temporary. Number 4, find healthy outlets. Don't let those emotions bottle up inside. Exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, creative pursuits. These are all fantastic ways to channel your energy and release built-up stress. Find what works for you and make it a regular part of your self-care routine. And number 5, build strong connections. Sharing your feelings with trusted friends or family members can be incredibly cathartic. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. Building genuine connections allows us to support each other through life's ups and downs, creating a powerful network of empathy and understanding. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine a stressful workday at the office. A crucial project is due, deadlines are looming, and your boss throws an unexpected curveball your way. You feel that familiar surge of anxiety, your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and you're tempted to lash out at colleagues or retreat into isolation. But hold on, remember those 5 key takeaways we just discussed. You take a deep breath, acknowledging the feeling of stress without judgment. You label it as anxiety, recognizing that it's a temporary state, not your permanent identity. Instead of letting it control you, you use one of your healthy outlets, a brisk walk during your lunch break, to clear your head and refocus. You return to work with renewed energy and clarity, ready to tackle the challenges ahead with a calmer, more composed mindset. See, emotional intelligence isn't about avoiding difficult feelings, it's about managing them effectively so they don't manage you. It's about becoming the captain of your emotional ship, steering towards success and fulfillment, even in the midst of stormy seas. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing those 5 key takeaways today. Remember, mastering your emotions is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep pushing forward. You've got this, guys. Until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and remember, real strength comes from within. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could benefit from a little emotional boost. And leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on. It helps us spread the word and reach more people who are ready to level up their lives. See you tomorrow for another 5 minutes of mindful masculinity.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.